Toronto is fighting a war against bedbugs. They hide in cracks, crevices, and upholstery. At night, they feed on the blood of their sleeping victims. People who become infested are often afraid to talk about it. There's usually a stigma attached to any pest infestation. But bedbugs aren't like other pests. They don't live in dirt and don't feed off garbage. They prey on humans, even in the cleanest homes. Toronto Public Health received over 1,500 bedbug reports in just 7 months last year. That's 10 times the number reported in 2006. Irene Hart has first-hand experience with the bugs. In 2007, she started developing itchy red welts.
I cleaned for 4 days. I washed everything I owned and I sealed it all in plastic bags. They weren't in my bed, they were in the walls, and they were under the baseboards even.
Eradicating the pests can be difficult and costly. Even with the help of pest control professionals, landlords can have a hard time ridding their buildings of the insects. James Baker is the building manager for a downtown high-rise. He says proper treatment requires tenants to be involved and do a lot of work.
Some people panic immediately, and others just sort of shrug it off like it's no big deal, until they start getting bit. Even with pest control treating the units, it takes some real lifestyle changes.
Last year, the city launched a bed bug project. The goal is to provide awareness and assistance for tenants and landlords. But an increase in reports on the website bedbugregistry.com indicates that the problem may be getting worse instead of better. Lara Willis, Observer Radio News, Toronto.